Thank you, Mr. President.
Do we have further debate? Senator Taylor.
Very briefly, the same parochial mindset that refused to allow the spraying of and for the extermination of the spruce bark beetle then watched as over 11 billion board feet of timber were destroyed and the entire habitat threatened by catastrophic wildfire. Hopefully we can now move on where someone will exercise some level of common sense to as opposed to emotion, to protect the valuable resources that we have in this state and not allow one group, one local group or two, to make an emotional decision that results in the destruction of a habitat for all of us. This is a good bill. We need to pass it.
Do we have further debate? Brief at ease. Senator Hoffman? Oh. Is there any further debate? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 191 Finance amended pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, tally the roll.
11 yeas, 9 nays.
So by a vote of 11 yeas, 9 nays, Committee Substitute for House Bill 191, Finance Amended, has passed the Senate on reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Move the effective date clauses.
The effective date clauses have been moved. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday I voted against the effective date clauses. Today I plan to vote for the effective date clauses. One of the things that happens if, in fact, the effective dates aren't adopted as outlined in the bill is there is a provision that Section 45 take effect July 1st of 2004. If, in fact, that effective date fails, we have annulled the regulations that govern the coastal zone policy. I think this bill creates chaos within the coastal zone management areas. Without the effective date, it would be utter chaos.
Is there a further debate on the effective date clauses? Seeing none, members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will tally the roll.
20 yeas, 0 nays.
So by a vote of 20 yeas, 0 nays, the effective date clauses have passed. We're back under unfinished business. Is there additional unfinished business to come before the body? Senator Gary Stevens.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the referral on House Joint Resolution Number 28 be waived from State Affairs and on to the next committee.
Could you read the title, please?
The title is Urging the United States Congress to Support the Granting of Official Observer Status to the Republic of China and the World Health Assembly Annual Conference to be held at Geneva, Switzerland, May 2003, and to support negotiation of a free trade agreement with the Republic of China.
Without objection, the measure will be waived to the next committee. Senator Stevens.
And Mr. President, I also move and ask unanimous consent that the referral on House Bill Number 205, an act relating to services in the Peace Corps and allowable absence from the state for purposes of eligibility for permanent fund dividends, to be waived from State Affairs and on to Judiciary.
And you do have the signatures of your members?
Yes, sir, I do.
Without objection, the bill will be waived to the next committee of referral. Senator Wagner.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that HCR 5, Legislative Task Force on Design of State Seal, be waived from the Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee. It has further referrals to State Affairs and then to Finance. And I have also my committee members' signatures.
Without objection, the bill will be waived to the next committee of referral. I'm going to have to start giving more referrals. Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that your referral on House Bill 14 be waived from Senate Finance. It is an act relating to an absence from the state while providing care for a terminally ill family member for purposes of determining eligibility for a permanent fund dividend. It has zero fiscal impact. It's had three hearings in Senate State Affairs, and I have the approval of all seven committee finance members.
Without objection, the bill will be waived. Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor of House Bill 210 having to do with the Chitna Dipnet Fishery Fee.
Without objection, the senator will be shown, as along with Senator Taylor, Ogun, Dyson, Seekins, and Cowdery. Other unfinished business, Senator Ogun.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be added to a cross-sponsor, which I believe other people already did, but I didn't get on it. HGR 22, Patriot Act in Defending Civil Liberties.
Without objection, the senator will be shown as a cross-sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be added as a cross-sponsor on HB 191, Coastal Management Program, the one we just finished up this evening.
Without objection, the senator, along with Senator Taylor, will be shown as a cross-sponsor. Any other unfinished business? Seeing none, brings us down to announcements. Senator Wilkin.
Mr. President, just an announcement. The Senate Finance will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. We have 9 bills on the schedule.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, brings us down to special orders. Senator Wagner.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be to speak on bad news and good news.
Without objection. Go ahead.
Bad news is, when I got home last night, my gerbil had died. Good news is, I didn't have a dog in the fight.
Do we have any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Move the Senate stand adjournment till 8 a.m. Friday, May the 16th. 11, it says 8.
Brief at ease. I thought we said 8:30.
8:30.